I would kiss a piece of paper multiple times and mail it to you, so you'd have my kisses forever.
I wouldn't want your kisses forever. I just want your money.
But I've offered you my money, and you wouldn't take that. You wanted to put it on eBay. I just can't afford to pay eBay prices for that thing. That's why I don't already have one. This thing was probably an inch and a half thick, and it was the size of the plate, and it was shaped like Texas.
We can't have anything shaped like Florida, because it just looks like it's shaped like a penis.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors give it their all, fight in disguise to the victors. There's hope. Transformers.
This is Transformers for your listening pleasure with Guard Convoy, Insane Galvatron, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, Sideburn 2, TFR Cool, and your host, Weirdos.
Hello, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 43. I am Weird Wolf, along with Insane Galvatron.
What the heck kind of accent was that?
I don't know, number one.
Doesn't sound anything at all like Captain Picard.
I don't try to sound like Captain Picard because I'm
number one. That's what he always says.
I know, number one. Because you're
and moving on.
Also with me is TFR Cool.
I'm here in the clear with this new mic.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers. Sideswipe had one of those.
Ooh.
So did something.
Yes.
But Hot Rod had the biggest.
Oh, yes. It's big and yellow.
The biggest spoiler of all.
Yeah.
You don't want your sister's spoiler?
Sideburn 2, sound off. Like you got a pair.
What's up, guys?
And Mirai Baby.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
How's your day today?
Cheeky. I do believe we have collectively pissed off the entire British continent now.
nothing but respect. Nothing but respect. Whatever.
No. Nothing but love, bros. Nothing but love.
Spot a tea.
I like the Bloody Beatles. Yeah. The Bloody Beatles. You don't like the Beatles?
Not particularly.
Have you heard of the Who? Everybody likes who? The Who.
The Who?
The what?
The Doctor?
Doctor
oh, no,
who?
The Who.
Not
Doctor.
Oh, yes. The Doctor.
Doctor,
oh, the Doctor.
Yes, our Prime Minister.
Doctor Who is awesome.
Yes. Well, Doctor Who aside, we are here to talk about tiny plastic robots that we play with.
Daleks?
No.
Yay.
Not Daleks.
Cybermen.
Yay! Cybermen look
Valkyries?
Like Iron Man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
The Cybermen, to me, look like Iron Man wearing headgear.
But, needless to say, do they transform into... No, do they transform into vehicles or planes?
No, they transform into
guns. No, they're not Rock Lords. Rock Lords were freaking awesome. I don't care what anybody says. Rock Lords were awesome. The GoBots.
Building people.
How about that one Robot Chicken episode with Rock Lords in it?
I did not see it. Failed.
Oh, boy. You need to.
Why?
The kid's like, he opens the present, he's like, "Ah, Rock Lord." And it's like, "Timmy, some people are really grateful for Rock Lords." And then it transitions over to Palestine. He's like, "Oh, a Rock Lord. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father." Transforms it, throws it at a soldier, and goes, "Ah, la, la, la," and then runs away.
Okay.
I tried to look this up on YouTube, and there was nothing came up.
Well, what's funnier is that there was a Rock Lord called Nugget.
And he was gold instead of brown.
Yeah. Yes, there is a Rock Lord named Nugget. We need a reissue masterpiece Nugget.
That would be so awesome.
But it needs to come in brown as a variant color.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We already had one of those. It was a movie preview Starscream.
No, it was actually more like Prime. He's going to look more like a turd.
Yeah.
Tapered on one end.
Tapered on one end so his cyber tailpipe doesn't slam shut. Yeah.
Unicron's exhaust port doesn't slam shut.
Yeah. It's like the Master Shooter Brown King, you know, that one there. He was formed from unicorn's farts. Yeah.
It was his exhaust
shaft. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I love the description on those things.
Yeah.
They're so good.
As you can tell, we don't have a huge news day, but let's get our Ouch My Wallet out of the way, and we'll move on to our small news segment.
Now it's time for Ouch My Wallet!
All right, our Ouch My Wallet segment today is brought to you by Captured Prey, CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. Mariah Baby, you want to tell us a little bit about what you got this week?
Okay. Being is that I don't have a job, I don't have any sort of income, but I'm still spending money, which is something that I probably shouldn't be doing, but I'm fucking bored. So, a couple of days ago, one of my friends was in town, and we pretty much spent the entire day watching movies and hitting up stores for toys. So a couple of days ago, I managed to find the new BotShots 3-pack. I can't remember. No, it was, God, what was it? Power Glide, Jetfire, and Skyquake. Ooh. But I didn't want the two Autobots, so she ended up buying the set and just giving me Skyquake. I then also found BotShots Jazz. And luckily, that is the only BotShots one from this wave that I want. So I don't have to buy any more BotShots until the next time, which is good. She was also awesome and fantastic and gave me a little Cyberverse Bumblebee because she had entered my home, seen that I didn't have one, and then went to her truck to go get me the one that she had.
Aww. No, that's nice.
To complete. You don't have a. Why don't you have a Bumblebee? There's like not. I don't have a single Bumblebee in my entire collection. And she's just like, here, have this one. I'm like, okay.
Bumblebee. It's like I see plenty of Bumblebee at the store whenever I go to the store. There's plenty of them hanging on the shelf. If I freaking wanted one, I would have got it.
I really don't. Okay, thank you. And then a couple of days previous to that, I hung out with another one of my friends who actually lives here in El Paso with me. And as a thank you for carting him around for the day, we just did a bunch of random shit. Like, he actually gave me a Vehicon.
Oh.
One of the regulars. I can't remember what they call.
And here I still can't find one.
I have not been able to see one here in the wild. I have two now, and that's only because I had to buy them. I had to buy the first one from someone, and then one of my friends gave me the other one. I still have yet to see one in the wild, and now I know why, because he keeps buying them. He says he's got like five. I'm like, you need to stop buying.
I honestly think that there's some collector in this area that's buying all the Vehicons, because everywhere I go, there's like two dead ends, a cliff jumper, well, and a bunch of Bumblebees.
He's not in the wave with dead end. He was in the previous wave, and he's not going to be out until the revision wave. So I don't.
Oh, that's right. Arachnid. Well, the Arachnids are flying off the shelf too. So
yeah, she's in that wave with dead end. She's the only new toy in that wave besides the repaints.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think that people out here were Transformers nerds, and then every single time I go to the store, any one of the stores, they're just like cleared the hell out. Which was weird, because I went to Walmart, one of the Walmarts in my area, and actually looked at the peg. It was like at like 11:30. They were like 11:30 at night. Ladies or whatever, they were out there restocking shelves and shit like that. So I wandered through the toy aisle. There is literally nothing on the pegs. Like there are like maybe two or three BotShots. There's one of the larger Ratchet toys. there were no Bumblebees on the shelf, which I thought was weird. But there was, like, nothing on.
They had to have been moving them somewhere.
I was like, I don't know what you guys are doing, but there's nothing here. I took a picture of it. Put it up on Twitter a while ago. But, yeah, that's it for my Transformers stuff. In the meantime, I also managed to pick up a Hasbro is expanding on their My Little Pony set. And I managed to get the little tiny blind packs. Ponies are now coming out in three sets. They were shown off at Comic-Con and are recently now hitting stores. So I got the Cloudsdale set, which has Rainbow Dash, Gilda the Griffin, and one of the Wonderbolts ponies in it. I already have Rainbow Dash from the blind packs, but I really wanted the Wonderbolts pony, so I figured I had to get her. I then also got Monster High. I'm kind of into the dolls that they have.
There you go, Greg.
I only collect action figures, not dolls.
This is a doll. She has brushable hair. This is a doll.
See?
She has brushable hair and is fantastic, by the way. So, yeah, Monster High is a web show online. And I'm not really all that terribly fascinated with the toys themselves, but I had to get this one because she is a steampunk doll. Her name is Rebecca Steam. She is the daughter of a mad scientist. She's a robot. She's got this little penguin as a pet.
Now, Duran, does that make dolls acceptable when they're robots?
Yes.
Yes. She is a steampunk robot, which makes me super damn happy. And this is the only reason why I got her. This is the only Monster High doll that I have. So I was like, hey, I have to get it because it's steampunk and it's right up my alley. And then I also managed to come across a Jane Cobb hat. So now I have a Jane knit cap that is fantastic. And now I can sing about Jane and not feel like a retard because I'll be wearing his hat. So it's justified if I wear his hat.
Justified.
I can sing about the man they call Jane while wearing the Jane hat and not feel like a retard.
Except for people who don't get the reference. They'll still think you're retarded even with the hat.
I honestly don't get the reference, but, you know. Hey.
Everyone on the
Firefly.
Internet. Sad, dude. 10 years, man. Come on.
You know, Firefly is one of those shows, for some reason, I just don't care for it.
It's amazing.
Shoot me.
Only 13 episodes. Not that hard to just suffer through it.
13 episodes.
Three episodes. I was into it. I'm like, I just don't see the appeal to this show.
Yeah, you can totally skip the movie.
I love Jane. It's just every single time I hear him talk, of course I'm hearing Breakdown talk, and so I'm imagining Breakdown and Jane together, and I'm just like, this is really weird. And it's like, I love Jane because he's so childish, and he's just like, I just want to blow some shit up, and it's just like he never does get to.
He wants to blow crap up, and he always like chases women.
Yes, yes. And I keep imagining I keep envisioning Breakdown there, and I'm just like, this is weird. This is really weird. But yeah, that's my ouch, my wallet. I think I'm done.
Still a pretty nice little haul.
Mm-hmm. Considering that I keep visiting stores like every single day and have pretty much got everything that I want. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, my ouch, my wallet, actually, I come across it from a local collector. He had stuff for sale in the Junkyard Exchange, and I sent him a private message. And saying Galvatron and I both know him. He works at a local comic shop, and he had a Universe 2.0 Starscream, and I was able to pick it up for slightly more than current retail of deluxes. So if that gives you any idea,
must have picked it up while I was out of town. That's why I was surprised to see the pictures. I thought you were taking pictures of mine. So I'm like, I knew you didn't have that toy.
No, I have it. I have it now, and I got it super cheap compared to what I would pay for it on eBay or something. So, yeah, that's the only thing I've got this week, aside from a shirt that I got from Shirt Punch. It's non-Transformer related, but it's very geeky. So if you're a geek existence person, then you should like this. Very seldomly do you see a Spaceballs-related T-shirt. And St. Galvatron and I both found this the other day, and there was a shirt with Barf on it, the Mog, half man, half dog. He's his own best friend. Well, this T-shirt has, it looks like a dollar bill, and it says 1 million space bucks, a Barf a million. He's his own best friend on it. So I picked that up, and it finally came in the mail. How long ago did we order that?
Oh, my goodness. It seems like it took 2 weeks or longer.
At least 2 weeks. It might have been three.
That's why I said or longer.
Yeah, but it finally came in. But I found out also why it took so long is because it came from Canada, and for some reason things...
Saying Canadians are slow?
No, just saying that for some reason things shipping from Canada tend to take a while. I don't know why. It's the same thing with repro labels. Whenever I order repro labels, it can take upwards of 2 to 3 weeks to get them. I don't know why, but that's just the way it goes. But that's all I got from Ouch My Wallet. How about you, Insane Galvatron?
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir! How about you? Not a thing, sir. What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
Ah, nice.
I don't know if that came through or not, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
I haven't been able to find anything. The first thing I'm really looking for is Arachnid and more Viacons. But I did get some stuff. No, nothing really Transformers related other than my trade paperback of the G1 Classics UK edition came today. Actually, it came over the weekend. I didn't get it till today. I got the same T-shirt that you got, and probably the most expensive thing I got, I think I calculated up total money spent, $650 for a slightly used garter belt. Went to a friend's wedding, and I caught the garter. But yeah, between plane tickets and the suit, because I was the best man. And
well, you know what that means, don't you?
Means I'm supposed to be the next one to get married.
No, it means you need to cross dress and that you need to put it on.
I think that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
No. I'll tell you what, when this podcast is over, I'm gonna put it on my leg, and it'll be the only thing I'm wearing, and I'm walking in there where you are.
Hell no.
You asked for it.
I didn't ask for that.
Hey, come on.
You said I needed to wear it.
So there you go. Just cosplay Galvatron and we'll slip it over the robot's leg. You're good.
There you go.
Walk around BotCon with that. People look at you funny.
Yeah.
Or put it in the cannon and shoot it at people. But yeah, that's the biggest thing I did. I mean, I did spend a lot of money, but it was worth it to see a friend get married. And it's the first time I was ever asked to be the best man. So that made it. I had some people, you know, family and stuff saying, well, why would you go to his wedding? Because he lives here locally, but his fiance is from Texas. And, you know, they asked me, why would you, you know, if somebody wanted me to go to their wedding, you know, they'd better buy my plane tickets. Why are you buying your own tickets? I'm like, well, because if I didn't buy my own tickets, I wouldn't get to go. And I've never been the best man before, so I was really looking forward to that. So it was worth it.
Well, it's an honor to be asked to be the best man. You know,
yeah, it was. I mean, it was a huge honor. That's why I wanted to go. And, you know, and I didn't come home empty-handed because I also had a bag of, like, some M&Ms and chocolate-covered raisins.
Huh. Well, I also picked up your comics for you today, too.
Yes.
Regeneration.
Yeah, I got Regeneration 1, 82, and a Turtles comic.
Yes. But we really need to sit down and have a comic-related episode very soon.
Yes, I want to talk about Regeneration 1. We don't have to worry about spoiling people who haven't read it. So it'll be like, hey, if you haven't read these, don't listen to this.
And we're still waiting to do our Fall of Cybertron episode. Hopefully we'll get that in by the next week, because I know Natsume really wants to be in on that one, too. And she couldn't be with us this week, so we're kind of holding off possibly one more week on it. But we definitely will get it out before the release of the game Fall of Cybertron, because we want to talk about the past game War for Cybertron and our thoughts on it and the backstory in it, and then to kind of foreshadow Fall of Cybertron and what we expect to see out of it, what we know about it. So it should be a pretty exciting and very cool episode. So look forward to that. TFR Cool, unless Insane Galvatron, do you have anything further?
Well, I will say this. I had two packages that were attempted delivery on Saturday. but I guess where my doorbell doesn't work, you couldn't hear the mailman knocking, you couldn't sign for them for me, so I have to pick them up.
Saturday I was with my parents, so I wasn't here three quarters of the day. No.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll get those Monday, so they'll be on next week.
Cool.
But no, that's it. That's all I have this week.
All right. TFR Cool, you want to tell us what you got? You foo.
Yay. I got this new thing. If you can tell if my voice is any, clearer. I picked up a new headset, Turtle Beach X12s, so I can now, do this podcast without having in the background, and B, I can also plug it into my camera and I can start making reviews again, which my one and only actual review video on YouTube is almost 70,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What did you review?
That the Nexus Amazon Maximus. The Japan Optimus Prime.
Wow, that has 70,000 views?
Yeah, almost. I think it's like 68 or so.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think, and I've gotten some requests to start making them again. I mean, it's really the only one up. So that's the thing. But when I did reviews before, I mean, this was a long time ago before the scene got huge. I mean, you had your big, three people. You had like PR when Sean Long was doing it, and then you had a couple other people. Silverbolt was really big at that time. I had about like 500 subscribers off that.
Cool. You need to post a link to it on Geek Existence. That way anybody that might be interested in seeing it, click on it.
Then people would judge me.
Yes.
I need a really rare toy to review. That's why you got some reviews.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has 65,786 views.
I'd say the rare... I'm trying to think what the rarest... That's a cool little tangent we can go off on. What is the rarest Transformer in your collection currently? I would have to say for mine...
Does a printed picture count?
No. I'm talking about action figures.
I have an actual drawing from Steven Siebenhaler of an insane Galvatron.
Snap.
But that's not an actual Transformer. It's a drawing. It's a
I would have to say I have a Hasbro sample Mach Kick versus Arcadis 2-pack. It's a mint and seal box, and it was actually owned by a employee of Hasbro, or Hasbro itself. It was a sample that they had. So I think that's the rarest thing I have. What about you, Insane Galvatron?
Off the top of my head, I would say it's the already Brave Max, or Car Robot Brave Max, but I don't know. It's really not that rare. It's just, it seems to be really expensive because a lot of people missed out on that weren't collecting back then. I may have something more rare. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. I would
actually, I think something rare that you have, you actually got it off of me, would be the Road Caesar guys. Without
are Road Caesar more rare than
Brave? Yeah, especially in those that condition. Those are pretty mint. So I would think that they're a little more rare than Brave Max. I would think. I could be wrong.
I think they were still a wide release, so this happened to be Japanese.
Yeah, but I mean, the there was a release of them in Europe, but they didn't have the combiner parts.
Third party test shots. Those are pretty rare, as far as I know. I have every one in existence.
Interesting.
The Mega Gun. I have those. That's rare.
Hashtag. Yeah.
It's not official swag. It's not official Transformer, but it's really rare.
Interesting. How about Cybern 2? What do you have rare in your collection?
Nothing. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the hardest thing that you have to find, I guess, is
if you know what I mean.
HS Convoy. That's the hybrid style one. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't see those every day.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Most of my stuff's pretty generic. I don't have any money for rare stuff.
I have a movie Bumblebee.
A movie Bumblebee. I have a print bumblebee, yes.
Oh, Bumbles. You silly.
I remember at one point the concept
printed out picture.
What's that?
I have a printed picture.
I don't know. What's going on?
I'm not sure who he was asking what was that.
I'm asking you, what is that?
The concept Camaro Bumblebee back in 2007, it was really rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I had a hard time finding that.
First came out, nobody could find it hardly.
Yeah, I ordered mine off Japan or off Big Bad Toy Store from Japan. It was like $35, but I had it. And
eventually,
I was like,
you could find them everywhere.
Yeah, it took 3.5 months. It took 3.5 months for it to show up at my Walmart.
Wow.
So I'm glad I ordered it.
Yeah.
Still have one in package, but...
Mariah Baby, what's a rare thing you have?
Do costumes count?
One of a kind, yeah.
One of a kind. Now, my most rarest thing... I honestly have no clue, because I don't know how rare the AVO Chevy Swerve is, but I do have one of those.
He's rare.
Yeah, they are pretty
decently,
rare.
Decently rare.
Decently. Okay.
Is it rarer than Road Caesar? Because I have one of those.
I think he actually probably is rarer than Road Caesar, since he was like our special promotion.
Yeah. Then I think that would be the most rarest toy that I have, because I have no idea on the rarity, I guess, of some of my Skywarp toys. Like two of correction.
Bok-Kong
the
Glyph.
Huh?
I have Bok-Kong Glyph. Is that rare? Because that was back when Bok-Kong production runs were a lot lower than they are now.
You got a point. No, I'm not entirely sure now which one is more rare, the Chevy Swerve, or I have one of the world's smallest Transformers of Skywarp.
I had that too. That's really rare.
Yep. Yes, that is pretty rare.
Ditto again with the world's smallest Transformers of Megatron.
No, he's not that rare. He's
not that rare? Oh, I thought he was rare.
Yeah, the Megatron was one of the wide releases. The rare ones were from Wave 1, it was Cliffjumper.
Because I know that Skywarp was a chase figure.
Yeah, Skywarp was a chase in Wave 1, him and Cliffjumper, which was the red bumblebee. And then in Wave 2, it was, I think, Ultra Magnus and Silver Streak. And then the Wave 2.5, I think, was Hot Rod.
Yeah, okay, so then World's Smallest Transformers, Skywarp is my rarest. Cool.
That is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I believe we kind of skipped over Sideburn 2. Did you get anything for the Ouch My Wallet segment?
Yeah, I've actually got several things. Well, since we had that one bum recording, I'm going to repeat those. So I got Transformers Prime Knockout. It's an okay figure. It's not as bad as some people made it out to be. It's not the most stunning figure.
It's
either,
a bit fiddly in the chest.
Yeah. But it adds to my Decepticons, which up until now was just Megatron and Soundwave. So, I also got... So when I went back to my Walmart, all they had on the shelves was a Cliffjumper and a Knockout. But oddly enough, they restocked on Dark of the Moon years. And so I finally got to pick up Darksteel, which I wanted, of course, because of his homage to Quickstrike, which makes him the third Dark of the Moon figure I've bought that wasn't a Cyberverse figure. I really didn't buy much of that line. And then I did some more toy hunting, and I went to a Target. I found a Hotshot, the Transformers Prime Hotshot, but I passed on it because Target is selling them for $2 more than my Walmart is, so I wasn't going to buy a repaint for that much. But there was a Marshalls next door, so I hopped over there, and sometimes they get overflow stuff. And I never got a chance to pick up Generations Wheeljack, and I found him for like $7, so I went ahead and picked him up. So that's definitely one I'm glad to finally have. I only ever saw him once at my Walmart. I went and pre-ordered Fall of Cybertron. Unfortunately, I didn't get early access to the demo because I pre-ordered the PC version, and there's no PC demo. And I still haven't gotten to play it because I don't have gold, and it's gold exclusive on the Xbox, so sad face.
Fail. It is
so
awesome
to kill the
game.
Time. I've heard good things about it. I've read some people complaining that they've stripped down the multiplayer, but then I talked to you and Natsume, and you both seem to love it a lot, so I think some people are just being too picky.
Oh, they're always going to have picky people. I mean, this is a collector fandom, so, there's people.
I think it's some people who... I think they removed some exploits with some of the weapons, and some people are pissed off that they...
Can't cheat no more, yeah.
Yeah, they can't be, elite, because they're better at using this, glitch than everyone else. But to soothe my pain...
Or was it a glitch in the demo?
And then they patched it. No, it was in War for Cybertron's. There's a few overpowered aspects of a few of the classes on War for Cybertron that they fixed in Fall of Cybertron. There's a few glitches. I can't remember the ones exactly, but with the battle pistol and the sniper rifle, there was a way that you could, they call it quick scoping.
The same thing you get in Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. Apparently they made it to where it's not possible to do that anymore in Fall of Cybertron, and people are pissed off about it.
Poor things.
But to get sort of a feel of what to expect for Fall of Cybertron on the PC, I decided this last week since they finally put Fall of Cybertron up for pre-purchase on Steam. They also had a sale for War for Cybertron for the PC, $7.50, and I decided to go ahead and snag it, see what it was going to be like on the PC, because I had only ever played it on the Xbox, and I figured it'd give me an excuse to play through it for next week's recording, and that's pretty much it.
How much is it on the PC?
It's normally $30, $29.99. I don't know why it's still that expensive, but
it's kind of like kind of like Modern Warfare 2 for the consoles. You can still get it, and I think it's just now getting down to like $29.99. But it's a game that's three years old now. You'd think it would be less than that, but.
I mean, I don't think Activision likes to lower their prices.
You can buy it used from a GameStop or somewhere, surely.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about just comparative prices. And for some reason, older games like that are really popular, they will keep the prices really high for a long time. I mean, it only just recently, here in the last year, did Call of Duty 4, the game that really kicked off the Call of Duty frenzy, did it get down under $20 now? So
yeah, it took a long time. It takes a long time for Activision games to do that.
Yeah,
like EA, their games like BF3, you can already pick that up for like $35.
It depends on how money hungry the company is.
Yeah,
I have very little respect for Activision, and it saddens me that High Moon has to be part of them. But there is some hope Activision might be selling, because apparently it's doing bad.
Really? I had not heard that either.
I lost my train of thought. But yeah.
Brain fart.
You pre-ordered the game.
Pre-ordered the game, anticipating... Can't wait. Ready to do next week's recording.
eagerly anticipate it. Yes. Well, I believe that'll do it for this week's Ouch My Wallet. We will continue on with the news segment. There's not a whole lot of news this week, so we'll try not to dwell on things too much. So sit back and enjoy the Transformers news. All right, Mirai Baby, you want to kick off the new Prime Cyberverse in-hand images?
Absolutely. As soon as I can find the link, where to go?
Preparation.
Preparation, not my strong point right now.
Preparation, it does not begin with an H.
No, it does not. there it is.
It's the HKTF one.
Herder found it. Okay.
Actually, it did begin with an H.
Yeah, it did. It did actually begin with an H this time. Woohoo! Yeah, so in-hand images right now we have of Tailgate, Fallback, and Skyquake, respectively, repaints of Cliffjumper, Breakdown, and Dreadwing. Were they spotted here? I don't think so, right?
Hong Kong, I believe.
Hong Kong, yeah, right. I haven't really been up on that kind of news. However, I did see there's that image I was looking for. Awesome. Yeah, so they look really cool. I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on Tailgate because I think he's really cute. I've never been a fan of Cliffjumper and I really don't like the mold, but I really like the white, the pretty cool white and blue flame decals that he's got going on there.
Yeah. I have to admit, that looks pretty tight.
I want to see that on the deluxe version.
I would love to see that on the deluxe version. A little more detail, that would be neat. The the poor little knockout. If you don't get knockout with the Energon Driller, like if you don't want to buy the Energon Driller and whatnot and get the little red knockout, you are unfortunately stuck with a repaint of the knockout, which happens to be orange and maroon for some bizarre reason.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing with the jackhammer. With the Jackhammer and Wheeljack, yeah, he comes out in a really weird scheme. Yeah, but
Marlboro.
Yeah, at least this is a reference to the Marlboro Wheeljack. But I guess the idea is if you want the cartoon accurate one, you got to buy the playset.
It's a little bummer. It's a little bit of a bummer. However, I mean, I have the Energon Driller. I have Knockout. The Energon Driller is cool. It's just really big, and I have nowhere to put it. So like, it's in storage, whereas Knockout is actually on my shelf. But yeah, the orange is weird. But Skyquake, really looking forward to getting him. I already have Dreadwing, the Cyberverse Dreadwing. He's pretty cool. The Cyberverse Dreadwing has a lot of posability. I'm expecting the same thing with Skyquake. And Skyquake actually comes with different weapons than his brother, which amuses the hell out of me. That makes me extremely happy that he actually comes with the weapons that he appeared with in the show.
Yeah.
He actually comes with the Gatling gun that he had used on Prime, which that makes me really happy that he actually has he along with his brother actually have show accurate weapons, which makes me extremely happy.
You know what would be even cooler with Skyquake is if they released it as a zombie Skyquake.
That would be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing a zombie Skyquake.
With detachable hand.
Yes. He'd better have a detachable arm or I'd be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tailgate looks like he comes with a remolded Bumblebee gun, except his is in green instead of where Bumblebee's is in orange. And then the other one in the set, which happens to be Fallback. He is a Breakdown repaint with Breakdown same weapon. He looks pretty cool. He looks different than the side packaging. The packaging on the side of the Cyberverse box where the card is actually shows him as being completely red with like a gray face. instead of where this one is the gray face, but with like mostly orange or mostly tan. However, that is also indicative to his alt mode.
Yeah, so well, they did try it. He is a an homage to Outback, the G1 character Outback, and I can kind of see why they went this route with him, because his alt mode does kind of resemble the G1 Brawn / Outback vehicular form. So
it does. I'm rather pleased that he comes with Breakdown's weapon, because I think that is I love his cannon. I really do. The other character in that five set is actually Battle Tactics Bulkhead, and he is a dark blue, is what I'm seeing. I don't really have any other images of him, which bothers me, but yeah, it looks to be like a dark blue. Same thing, I think, as the original Bulkhead. He's just in blue instead of in green.
Interesting.
The Bulkhead, though. Bulkhead's pretty cool. I probably won't pick this one up because I already have the original green one. And I won't be picking up Knockout, but I need the other three.
I believe Bulkhead comes with, instead of the Wrecking Ball, it's a, it looks like his guns instead. Sort of like they did with the Dark and the Moon Cyberverse, where you had to buy two versions of Optimus Prime to have the correct guns.
Right, yeah.
Winged Optimus Prime. So.
Oh, yeah, I see him now. Okay, yeah. Seems to be what he's with.
Never knows how to get us.
Speaking of Bulkhead, when in the world is Prime coming back so we can find out what happened?
The 24th.
Prime is coming back on the 24th. So we are exactly 19 days out.
Darn.
I'm looking
so forward to what's going
on. That's what she said.
That means I get to beat Fall of Cybertron on Tuesday, and then watch Prime on Friday.
Yeah.
That'll be a good week.
Sounds like a good week to me.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Okay, Masterpiece Sideswipe, updated face shot pictures. Insane Galvatron, you want to take that one?
Sure. Let me find my tab here. I've got it open somewhere. Okay, well, it's just, I mean, I really don't know what is news about this other than we're seeing his face closer. We've already seen.
Well, I mean, the ones we'd seen before was just pretty much a black face. It wasn't, we couldn't really see much detail on it. Now, with its this picture here, we've actually seen a little more detail and a little more what it would look like painted.
Yeah, I guess on the color and test shots we saw, he wasn't painted. But I was thinking with just the other pictures we'd seen, like they're painted protos or whatever, we'd already seen his head. Maybe not this close, but I was kind of surprised to see this in the news. But yeah, I mean, he looks good. I've already decided I was going to buy this toy when they first announced it. Did Sideswipe in the cartoon, though? He didn't seem to have little ears, though, did he? I was wanting to think that's one of the things they kind of, when they drew him, he didn't have those ears.
Don't remember. Seems like he did, though.
I was thinking that they drew Sideswipe without him and then put him on the cartoon model for Red Alert. I guess what I really want to see is the up-close shot of Red Alert's head, because I want to see just how different it is. I know people have said the ears look different, but I think his head should look more different than just the ears.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see the image up close myself.
Are you trying to Google the cartoon?
No, I have the cartoon here on my computer. I can just pull it up if I wanted to, but the little antennas, I don't think they were as pronounced on the cartoon. I believe he had them, but
yeah, he does. I'm looking at a screenshot of him now. He does have them, but they kind of blend in well with the humps on the side because they're flush on the sides and still kind of straight up.
Yeah,
this is like a hybrid of the cartoon and the toy. As far as the way the ears look,
I would have preferred them to be a little bit closer to the head, to be honest. But, I mean, that's not to say that this head looks terrible, but I think it just kind of would look better that way. Yeah.
Here's a, got a link coming to a page that has picture
of
his cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the difference in the ears. Yeah, I think that was always off, even from the very first pictures we saw of the Gray Proto or whatever. The ears always looked off to me, and I couldn't place why, and that's why.
Interesting. Okay, that's enough about just the head sculpt. Transformers Universe registration is now online. This is a big deal? Question mark. Sideburn, you want to take that one?
So, if you're not familiar with Transformers Universe, it's a... I don't know, are they dubbing this in the MMO? It's a browser-based brawler. I think it's pretty much like your War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron multiplayer, but it's browser-based, and it's free-to-play. It's made by Jagex. People on the internet might know them for RuneScape, a very popular web-based RPG, mostly amongst preteens, but...
Well, this is a... Transformers is does tend to be a kid's property, yeah. So, yeah.
So, I guess Hasbro made a good choice. Right now all it appears, we kind of ran into the registration before boarding, and it appears all you really choose whether or not you're going to be a Decepticon or an Autobot, and you get to activate your account. There's no choosing a username or anything else like that. You just put in your email address and a password and your age, and choose whether you're a Decepticon or not, or Decepticon or Autobot. Everyone knows the only real choice is Decepticon.
Yeah, of course.
What I'm wondering is, how is that going to affect those of us who signed up at BotCon to reserve our screen names? You know, because I used that email address that I used to sign up for this online registration, and since it did not let me confirm or pick a screen name, I'm wondering if I've just essentially locked out my old one. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
The world may never know.
And now I'm kind of curious about this. For people who have done this, have you guys received emails about it?
No, I did not sign up for it at BotCon, so I went ahead just moments before we began recording, and I still have yet to receive an email.
The only thing I got was the confirmation email. Like, I put in my information.
I didn't even get that.
I got an email that I had to click to activate.
I didn't even get that. Yeah, I haven't got that yet.
Yeah, I got that. It took about 5 minutes, but I'm getting it.
Let me check my spam. I might have actually got it in the spam. Yep, there it is. It's in the spam. Nice. Okay, validate.
Yeah, I did not validate check that. Oh, my God, look, there it is. Spam folder. All right.
Nice. And hopefully this won't be too loud.
You got to play Weird Al's spam.
Yeah. Spamalot. Let's all go to Camelot, huh? Congratulations, okay. You are now a Decepticon, but I still can't pick my name, which bothers me.
We're trying to get a look at some of the character models. Very Transformers Prime.
Yes.
I think it's still supposed to be set.
Well, the one that was on there transforming back and forth between robot and vehicle as I was registering.
It looks like Breakdown.
It looks like Breakdown in vehicle form, but the robot mode, not so much.
That's
Optimus. I mean, it kind of makes sense because I know they did this with War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron. They mentioned that each character had three different models. You had a model for the robot, then there was like a mid-transformation model, and then there's the vehicle mode model. Because I guess that got by the whole idea of how do you get all those parts to fit where they need to fit without, you know, being a, you know, an engineer. So that's what it looks like on this game. You get to build your robot by picking parts, but then it looks like it just uses a completely different model that it transforms into.
Yeah.
I guess from a video game design standpoint, that would be easier. So you wouldn't have to worry about trying to take all those amalgamation of parts and make a vehicle out of it. So
you turn
it into a truck, it always turns into a truck.
Interesting.
in a game you can't have a sequence last long enough to make it look. It's like it has to happen so fast for in the game for it to be, work as a game mechanic that there is no way you could have it actually transform. So yeah, it mostly just flops over, sort of like in War for Cybertron, and becomes a tank, even though it kind of didn't look like it transformed. But
yeah, like they do a somersault in the air, move arms, legs around, then boom, tank.
Yeah.
It's almost like the tank is it's like a shell former. They just kind of do a somersault, fold up, and then the shell just kind of unfolds from their back and surrounds them as they turn. I think that's how it looked to me.
Yeah, sort of. But it's not to say that it looks terrible. It just...
No, it pulled off very well.
Yeah. But Transformers Universe registration is now online. You can check it out if you haven't already at TransformersUniverse.com. New MMO coming from Hasbro, and I guess Jagex.
Yeah,
who it is. The convention stuff we'll talk about last. G2 Bruticus up for pre-order on BBTS. It's apparently a shared exclusive between Amazon and Big Bad Toy Store. You can pre-order the G2 version of the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus toy for $59.99. That's actually a pretty good price if you see what the San Diego Comic-Con version is going for already. Insane prices. I saw somebody post a while ago on TFW. They had sold theirs for $225 with shipping. And that's just insane for that toy. I mean, I want it. I don't think I'm going to hate it, but it doesn't look like it's worth that much money yet.
I've heard from people who have the toy that it's definitely not worth that much. And I don't think you're going to see this G2 one go that high. I think the what's really driving up price on that set is that it's the game-accurate colors, because most people, it represents the game model. They want it as accurate to that as possible. Just like we will pay a whole bunch more for a G1 character that looks like, you know, the cartoon model.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll see the G2 one go up that high.
It would be nice, but, I mean, well, I mean, not if the G2 one goes up that high, but, I mean, it would be nice to see a G1 colored version of it, but...
But as an alternative, if you can't get the SDCC one because of the price, $60 is good.
Yeah.
If you can stand the different colors.
I'm becoming a very big G2 fan for some reason. I really like the neon funky looking colors on some of this stuff. I guess it's the years and years and years of being bombarded by Hasbro's bright color schemes on their toys. Yeah, I used to the color schemes on some of these figures back in the day wasn't as outlandish as they are now, and now we've got figures like Sunstorm, you know, the bright, he looks like a big giant orange creamsicle. What else have we got? You know, that's out there.
You're going to start saying that you're really digging the original Universe line.
Actually, you mention it.
There were some pretty good repaints of that, though.
Yeah.
There were some gems in there. Like, I love the Machine War Soundwave in G1 colors. That looked really pretty. I passed it up the few times I saw it in stores, and I've always kind of regretted it.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I didn't care. But like, looking back, I'm like, that was
weird. It's like, that's not Soundwave, but...
Yeah, he's not a tape deck. And now I'm just like, you know what? It was a good-looking toy.
Yeah. It's amazing how our tastes change over the years.
Well, I seem to recall in 2010 that BotCon and G2 thing you're on, you didn't really seem to care much for the toys.
I didn't.
Bright colors.
Well, it wasn't necessarily the bright colors that I didn't care for. I think it's the toys that they had chose. I really didn't care for them. Well, the only ones that they had that I wanted was the Onslaught mold, and which was, what was that, Clinch?
Mm-hmm. No.
I wanted that one, but I didn't get it. And then the other ones that I wanted out of that set, I actually wound up getting and consequently selling. But
Breakdown.
Yeah, the Breakdown and then the Scorch. But aside from that, I think they're pretty awesome. The colors, anyway.
And it should be noted, right, as of right now, you can't find G2 Bruticus on Amazon. So it looks like right now the only place to pre-order it is Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, Amazon sold quickly out, so they removed the listing. BBTS actually sold out really quickly when it first went up. And then they sent out an email that they were going to put the pre-orders back up. And they had a huge amount available for pre-order, so they must have been able to increase their order from the manufacturer.
Either that or they bought out what was remaining with Amazon.
Well, Amazon was already sold out at that point, too. I mean, Amazon sold out first. Then BBTS sold out, and then BBTS put the listing, you know, opened it back up and mentioned that they were going to secure more, so they put more up.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to note how BBTS gave Amazon. It was probably in the deal as part of the shared exclusive, but it's interesting to note that BBTS put their pre-orders up well after the Amazon pre-orders were up. And matter of fact, it was close to the end of the Amazon pre-orders.
And as of this recording, with that extra quantity they put up, they're down to 111.
Oh, so there's only 111 of them left. So you better get while the getting's good. Yeah. Yeah.
There's too much to buy.
Well, it's not going to be out until, like, November, so you still got a couple months. I mean, so even if you pre-ordered it now, you'd still have a couple months to save up for it, so.
Yeah, BBTS doesn't charge till they ship it, so.
Yeah, and same thing with Amazon, so. But it's too late for that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I were going to get it, I would get it now. So, comparison shots between Masterpiece 10, the Japanese version, and the U.S. Masterpiece Prime that we're getting. Who wants to take that one? Anybody?
I had a link to the pictures you were referring to because I've seen lots of them.
Bueller. Comparison shots. Well, I got it from Sideburns Post. Where was it?
Oh, I posted it?
Yes, you posted it, foo. La, 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 la. Where was it?
I think it's links he posted. I'm not seeing that.
I could have swore you posted it. Where was that?
Maybe it was. Maybe you clicked on it on the side of it, but. I know I've
here it is.
In a Facebook page, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm saying. Copy link.
I bet.
I'm posting it now. I know it's old, but.
Yeah, July 23rd. Yeah, I've seen these pictures before. I have the MP10. Japanese version. I'm going to pick this up too, since it's only $100. And Hasbro did the typical thing they've always kind of done, where they went with the lighter, brighter colors to stand out more on a shelf. Some say even more cartoon accurate. I'm honestly not sure how I feel about this. On the one hand, I like it. I like the eyes being brighter. They're easier to see. But at the same time, I think I like the darker blue on like the legs and the hands and stuff on the Takara, as well as the darker red. So, yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about it. I'm kind of mixed. I'm still going to buy it either way.
Well, I think, you know, since I just never had the money to plop down on the Takara version. What was it, $250? Something like that?
Yeah, I only got it because I traded stuff for it.
But, you know, I'll be happy to see this at $100.
Yeah, I was.
I can't wait for it.
And Captured Prey had some in his booth, and he worked on it. I traded some toys on him. Another plug for Captured Prey and Slagathon.
Yeah, this figure. I mean, I've really, really been eagerly anticipating it since last year. Whenever it came, it was about this time last year it came out. So, maybe a little bit later. It was around September or so.
Well, it was during. It was just before
Slagacon. Yeah, because I know it was the first time we'd actually seen it in person. But yeah, I've I was hoping they would release it in the U.S., and now that we are, and I don't mind the fact that it's different than the Japanese version to differentiate it. And I actually prefer the cartoon colors because it's very cartoon-esque representation of Optimus Prime. So,
also the cartoon doesn't look like the original toy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, both look good. I'm partial to the light to the darker color just because it just looks more
menacing.
Yeah, a little bit. But I do like the cartoon accurate colors. They're very, really kind of 80s, that kind of vibrant.
I don't know.
That
in the cartoon, he was
that lighter.
In the cartoon, he did have pretty dark blue.
I think it's
funny.
It
depends on which episode you're looking at, though.
Well, going by cartoon colors, I don't think we can ever go by that because, I mean, there's certain places that you even see Autobot Soundwave and stuff like that. So
yeah,
but. In general, I think he was a lighter color.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, though.
Consistently lighter.
I think it's funny, though, if you look on the back of the package where it shows Prime in truck mode, and then you have the little Spike figure, and the way he gets out of it is like the front windows open up for like the chest of the Matrix in robot mode, but the front windows open up, and that's how you put him in. There's like no little side door or anything. So it's like, could you imagine if that's a real truck? It's like, open up the front window and step out onto the bumper. It's kind of funny. But yeah, those are pretty cool. Convention news, little rundown of it. Mirai Baby, you want to run that down a little rather quickly here?
I'm sorry, come again.
That's what she said.
Somebody's distracted.
No, the feed cut out for a second.
The convention rundown here, the three conventions that we have here to talk about, just kind of.
Righto. Three conventions, let's see. Well, we have
two of them were actually this weekend.
Yeah, two of them were actually this weekend, yep, which is TFCon recently got over with, and I feel totally envious of the people who were able to get up to Canada to go see it. There were a lot of cool things that were shown over the weekend, but a lot of it pertains to the third-party goodness that we had talked about last episode, that I was interested in. TF Expo, which starts in Wichita, Kansas, actually started yesterday in Wichita, Kansas. They have voice actors Gary Chalk and Matt Frank there. Have a couple of custom contests, cosplay contests, video rooms. For those of you in Kansas, I'm hoping that you guys had a fantastic time. I've been meaning to get out to see some of these smaller conventions. But I just, without having much of an idea of what kind of job I'm going to have, it's kind of hard to plan for the smaller ones unless they're, like, really close to me. And then another one that's starting relatively soon is Auto Assembly.
Actually, it was this weekend as well. Probably already wrapped by now.
Yeah, probably so. Again, Auto Assembly, for those of you who went, fantastic. I really, really want to get to Auto Assembly one time. That would be fantastic. Anything to get me back to Europe, because Europe is freaking awesome. But they had Neil Kaplan, Dan Gilvezan, and Steve Bloom there as voice actors. I thought that was fairly splendid and awesome of them. And then, unfortunately, as a new convention that started up earlier this year, SavCon 2012, unfortunately, there have been some family issues in the runners and everything else, that the people who put it together. There have been some family issues out there in their neck of the woods in Georgia, and unfortunately, SavCon 2013 has been postponed. That was a fun convention. I managed to attend that with Breakdown and Knockout, and we just did a whole bunch of things for friends while we were there. And unfortunately, I'm really bummed out to hear that it was that it is now canceled for next year.
And the reason we were given for that was I believe a family tragedy.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure exactly what the tragedy was, but we here at TFYLP want to offer our sympathies and condolences for whatever this tragedy is. And it's obviously bad enough that a convention a year away is canceled. So we know it's serious, and we just hope the best. There's a couple of us that had went there, and you know, Mirai Baby and Guard Convoy went with you all too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So, I know you all had a great time, and it was, from what we heard, it was a really good convention, and we wish SavCon and the organizers only the best, and hopefully maybe they can return in 2014 or sometime thereafter.
I was looking forward to trying to go next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's really sad.
I most definitely wish them the best, Sean and everything else. They were fantastic hosts, and the convention was put together quite spectacularly for their first one. And it's just, I was really looking forward to going next year, and unfortunately now, because of this, we just hope that everything is going okay for them.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I believe that'll wrap up this episode of TFYLP, unless anyone else has anything further. We shall end the podcast tonight. I am Weird Wolf along with Mirai Baby and Insane Galvatron and Sideburn 2 and TFR Cool. We thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our forums at geekexistence.com/forum. Go on there, post. We have different forums of areas of discussion for you to get on there. It's not just Transformers. If you like video games, anime, computers, just anything that is somewhat geek, get on there and check it out. We also have a Facebook page as well as a Twitter account, so you can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. We post every time there's a new podcast of TFYLP. It goes up on Twitter and Facebook, so you'll know if you subscribe to us then. Once again, check out geekexistence.com, and we'll see you next week. TFYLP is brought to you by GeekExistence.com. The theme song Till All Are One by Stan Bush, available on iTunes. This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and is not for profit. Any names, images, or music used within this podcast are copyright their respective owners and is not intended to infringe on said copyright. Thanks for listening.